So what age were you when you said you were 18 when you came here? How did you leave Germany?
Because of Hitler.
But how did you go in one of the, because you would have been too old for the kinder transport train. Did you
No,
come?
I
No.
wasn't young enough for that. I was 18. I came to domestic service.
Did you get a visa?
I had a, yes, you got a visa to come over.
Who helped you get the visa?
Do you know, I can't
Don't know.
remember now who got. I think it was the Jewish refugee. What did you call it?
Yes,
Association.
yes.
And did you come to England first, or did you come straight to
I
Scotland?
came to Edinburgh.
Oh, right.
How did you come?
Oh, do you know, I can't remember
On a
now.
train, do you think?
Boat by boat.
A boat.
I came from Hamburg to Lies.
Hamburg to Leith.
That's how. And Lies is near Edinburgh,
That's
isn't
right.
it?
That's right.
That must have been quite a journey, I think.
It was right enough, and I was sick, I remember. Quite seasick at a time.
And was there anyone on the boat that you got friendly with?
No,
No.
I don't think so. I can't remember now. I think I did. I think I got friendly with Gitta. She was a refugee herself. I can't remember now.
So when you came to Edinburgh, to Leith,
Gitta Fry, did you ever hear of her?
Gita,
Fry. Fiei.
Gita Fry, no, who is she?
She was a Jewish girl too.
And did she come to Edinburgh?
She came to Edinburgh. She came on the boat with me. And right enough, we were friends after it. Because she went to domestic service and so did I.
And how did you find the house to go to be a domestic worker?
Worked to one of
Quakers. The
the.
Quakers, and they
Yes.
were very much involved in helping young people to come
They were
over and
very
children.
nice to me. Nice people.
So before you left, you were 18,
18.
and you weren't going to school because you weren't able to go to school, but what were you doing? How were you earning a living in Germany before you left?
I can't
Do you think you
remember
were,
now.
because you've obviously got a talent for jewellery making. So I just wondered whether you did. So when you came over when you were 18, did you know any English before you came?
No.
Gosh, how did you? That must have been quite
Well, I
difficult.
had learned some French. I went to grammar school in Kreilsheim. I passed my exam. But I wasn't allowed to finish my education being Jewish. And I think the French helped because there are certain French words, or English, you know, and I really was not bad at languages, and I think that's what I would have gone for if I had been allowed to finish my education.
So you wouldn't have stayed on the farm,
No.
and you wouldn't have been a baker.
No, no,
No,
no.
no.
I went to grammar school. I passed my Kreilsheim, passed my exam, and then because of the Nazis, I only had 2 years' education, and then I was thrown out of school.
And were your brother as well? Did he have to leave as well?
Pardon?
Your younger brother. Your brother, did he have to leave as well?
Two brothers.
Oh,
They
two
were
brothers.
killed in a camp.
Were they older than you?
Younger.
Younger.
Never saw them again. They disappeared. And my mother and my father was the same. Really, in a way, it's been quite a tragic life. And then when I met anyone, they said they loved me. I was quite taken in, and I was taken in. I didn't mix with Jewish people at the time because where I lived at the time,
There
don't
weren't
know how
any.
it all came about.